Here's the kick, and this regional playoff game is underway. It's going to be taken on the run by Kay, the right side, 20. 25 has the crease, 30, 35, and it's tackled at the 37-yard line by the kicker, Trey Stewart, tied in the left side, receiver left, and wing left. Here's Martin Goff from the carry. This time, I think he's in. No signal yet? Yes, he is. Martin Goff in from a yard out. His sixth rushing touchdown of the year, and with 4:22 to go first quarter, 6-0 for Scott City. Two wing pistol set up, dropping back to pass. The gentleman rolling to his right, now under pressure, and Warren Krupp can't get him. Fires it in the end zone. Pass is going to be caught. Touchdown, Phillipsburg. That time getting by was Hunter Taylor. He scores from 18 yards out. That's his first, or correction, his third receiving touchdown of the year. And with 2:17 to go, first quarter, 7-6 for Scott City. This will be a 32-yard field goal for Trey Stewart, who hit a 27-yarder a couple of weeks ago, or last week, I believe it was, against TMP Marion. Holder will be Brett Meyer, snapper to Sloan Baker. They'll back it up. 22, spot of the 22 and 10 of the end zone. Here's the kick. It's on the way. It's got the distance, and it is good. Trey Stewart, a career best 32-yard field goal, and it is 10-7 for Scott City with 7:22 to go before halftime. Second and 10, two receivers set once again, and tight ends to both sides. It'll be an option pass play. Gentleman under pressure throws it up for grabs, under throwing pass, tipped up in the air, picked off Brett Meyer, his fourth pick of the year. He'll take it to the 45 in their own territory. Off the deflection, Scott said he had it defended well. Sam Sage, the intended receiver, and the Beavers popped one of the turnovers this afternoon. They'll go to a split backfield with the Beavers. Two receivers set, one split both ways. Trey O'Neill, little five-step drop, pump fake. We'll go out and up for Chris Pounds. Jump ball, and it's going to be caught by Pounds. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Scott City, with 15 seconds to go before halftime, and it's 16-7 Beavers.
Panthers backed up to their own 9-yard line. They'll go to the pistol wishbone, two tight end setup. Gentleman to take the snap from center, Jacob Kane. He's going to run option, hands it off to the fullback, and he breaks, breaks out. Look out, he's going to go. Broke through a couple tackles, 50, 40. 35-30, and it's now a three-point game here in Phillipsburg. A 91-yard run, broke through a couple tackles, did Grant Wickham, and it's 16-13 with 8:24 to go, third quarter. Trey O'Neill maybe changing things up at the line. Shotgun formation, same setup for the Beavers. Phillipsburg showing blitz on the outside. O'Neill dropping back the pass, seam pattern, Brains trying wide open, makes the catch. 15, 10, 5, touchdown Scott City on the seam pattern to Braden Strine from Trey O'Neill from 36 yards out. And with 6:25 to go, third quarter, the Beavers answer back with Phillipsburg's touchdown on a big play. The Beavers are going to go for two to try to get a point back. That was Braden Strine's fifth touchdown reception of the year. Beavers in a shotgun formation here and a wing T setup, little pistol action. It's going to be a quarterback sweep right side. Trey O'Neill tucks it up inside, dives in. Did he get in? Yes, he got in for the two-point conversion. So the Beavers get the point back off the mixed extra point in the first half. 24-14 Scott City. Panthers backed up to their own 9-yard line. They'll go to the pistol wishbone, two tight end setup. Gentleman to take the snap from center, Jacob Kane. He's going to run option, hands it off to the fullback, and he breaks out. Look out, he's going to go. Broke through a couple tackles, 50, 40, 35, 30, and it's now a three-point game here in Phillipsburg. A 91-yard run, broke through a couple tackles, did Grant Wickham, and it's 16-13 with 8:24 to go, third quarter. Second down and long. Twins to the right side, wing to left, tight end left side for Scott City. 30 seconds to go, third period. Trey O'Neill rolling to his right now under all kinds of pressure, lose one. Fired up for grabs, and it's going to be picked off. Picked off inside the 35, 30, 25. How did he not step out of bounds? 15, 10, first and goal. Phillipsburg at the 6. Fourth and goal from the Scott City 2 for Phillipsburg. 10:43 to go in the game. 21-4-21. Scott City with the lead. Pistol set up, a man in motion for, it'll be a toss left side. This is going to be brought down to the backfield. Grant Wickham is brought down to the backfield, back at the 6-yard line by Scott City. Brett Meyer and the Beavers, with the four downs inside the 5-yard line, forces a turnover on downs. Offset eye, 24-21 Scott City, 4:15 to go in the ballgame. Third and 5, Scott City at the Phillipsburg 15-yard line. Trey O'Neill sweep right side to Strine. Cuts it inside, first down, 10 down to the
fumble.
Fumbled it late, and Phillipsburg recovers it at the 8-yard line. The Beavers with their second turnover of the afternoon. Time, pistol set up for Gentleman on first down. He'll roll to his left. He's going to tuck it up, fires it up for grabs. It's a jump ball, picked off. Braden Strine at the 45-yard line. The intended receiver is Grant Wickham with a minute 45 to go. Braden Strine with his fourth pick of the year and second pick thrown by Gentleman today. All right, minute 20 to go in the game. First and 10, Phillipsburg Bulls at their own 14, middle of the field. They will split Wickham wide right and also Kaler wide left. Shotgun set up for Gentleman, looking right side, throws it up for grabs, jump ball situation, Trey O'Neill makes the catch, the pick, and that is going to be it. Trey O'Neill playing safety with the pick, his second of the year, and the Beavers, barring anything big happening, are going to escape Phillipsburg with a victory. O'Neill takes a knee, and that is all she wrote. Scott City, for a sixth straight year, will win 10 games in a season. Six straight years of 10 wins, and they will win it here. Escape Phillipsburg with a 24-21 victory over the Phillipsburg Panthers.